This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you have a birthday on Christmas, does the holiday take away your joy of even wanting to celebrate it? I think most of us can agree that Jesus is probably more important than your birthday. Speaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I don't know anyone who has a birthday on Christmas.
I know so many people who have a birthday on Christmas, and I think it's like more common in my life for some reason. Like, I have a friend who has a birthday on Christmas. My grandpa, who has since passed, his birthday was on Christmas Eve.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. And then my grandma has a birthday on Christmas.
Oh, and your Grammy. Yes. That's right. If you do have a birthday on Christmas, how is it? I know some will say you get double gifts, but you don't care about that as you get older, do you?
Right.
On the phone, let's go to our special guest this morning. Joining us live on PXY Mornings is Breezy Sweet Grandma Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Grammy.
Hi to both of you.
How are you?
You're so sweet.
I am good. How's my granddaughter?
Amazing.
She's so good.
So I was just telling Moose that we celebrate your birthday every single year, the night of Christmas, because we do a little birthday party for you with a cake after we get done, you know, Christmas morning and Christmas afternoon with the food.
Yeah.
And that's always how it's been. I haven't really known it any different ever. So
I guess we wanted to ask you, Carol, is how, if you don't mind sharing with everyone, how old are you?
I am 82 and I'll be 83 Christmas Day.
You'll be 83. And what has been your experience having a birthday land on Christmas Day? Tell us both the positives and negatives of having a birthday on Xmas.
Okay, let's start with positive.
Okay.
It has always been special. I'm an only child, and my parents always, trained me and stuff and, you know, put down what you'd really like, and then usually Santa would bring at least one of the things.
Right.
Uh-huh. So it was a positive time.
Uh-huh.
In the negatives?
And the negatives, I didn't really have any.
Really?
Oh.
No negatives at all.
Okay. I'd be shaking.
Do you feel, Carol, growing up, boys were less likely to date you because they found it intimidating and too expensive to purchase you both a Christmas and birthday gift within the same day?
No.
She goes, no, I had no problem.
You didn't even hesitate.
No.
You didn't even hesitate. Were you a big dater back in the day? A lot of dating?
No, I always had a lot of jobs to do, to help, just to earn money to buy your shoes or whatever, to help out our family.
But
so
you've always been an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think what makes it so fun is that I feel like with Christmas, a lot of people wake up Christmas morning and they celebrate and then they do either a Christmas brunch or a Christmas dinner. And then it's kind of a lot of hanging around. We get double the celebration because we have to celebrate Graham's birthday
right.
at night. And she always gets a cake. She always gets separate birthday presents. And it's always a blast.
Yeah. And it's always a positive. I've always said to people when I've said, Christmas is coming, that's my birthday, and me and Jesus, I said, it's so special.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Very special. So you've been very blessed. You're the only child, so you've never really had to worry about sharing.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Growing up, did you always want siblings, though? Is that something you feel like you missed out on, or obviously you adapted pretty well? But did you always want a brother or sister?
Yes.
You did?
Yep.
She's I still think about it to this day. 83 years later. Yeah. No.
And how are you going to celebrate your birthday on Christmas this year, Carol?
I'm going to be with Breezy's mom.
Okay.
Yep, and we'll be there.
Yep, we're going to celebrate at my parents' house that night, that Christmas night / birthday night. So, very fun.
Carol, I will say you sound fantastic for going on 83 years of age. How do you feel?
I am very blessed.
You are.
I'm doing very well. So many of my friends are just, you know, ill.
Yeah.
You know, and I've lost a couple that were friends forever, and God had a different plan. So,
and from somebody your age who's healthy, and you were married. Can I ask you how many years you were married for?
I was married for 13. I became a widow, and he died beside me of a heart attack.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
And he was my best friend.
Sure.
And he was, 6 years older than I.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you do your best that you can, raising my three daughters and doing it. You know, the main thing is positivity.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you. I mean, you've been married. You're 83. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Breezy's grandma, her sweet grandma Carol. Can you give some advice to the younger generation out there on how to have a successful marriage and just live a successful, positive life? What would you have to say to them?
I would say, as I said, you know, if you can marry your best friend sincerely, it is a very positive way to live. And I had that for 13 years, you know, and it was just an unexpected heart attack.
Yeah.
So then you trust in God and try to do things positively. It's difficult.
It is, but you have a great family by your side, too, and that makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Moose was just asking advice for himself. So thank you so much, Grandma. Thank you, and we can't wait to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah. Grandma Carol, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful 83rd birthday.
And I appreciate that so much, and I'm sending you all a hug.
Mm-hmm. Love of you, Graham.
Give me a call if you ever want to play Sudoku or whatever that game is, maybe even bingo.
Sequence.
Talk soon, Carol. Have a great day, okay?
Yes, everybody stay well.
All right, you too.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's my grandma, and thank you so much. We are not the same, because if my birthday was on Christmas, I'd be losing it.
Oh, you would.
I'd be flipping out.
You'd be losing it. So, you absolutely would be.
It is odd, though, because like you say you don't know anyone with a birthday that lands on Christmas. I know like 3 or 4 people, like my grandparents being one of them, and then I have a couple of friends. It's more common in my life than ever before. But yeah, I can imagine it would be quite horrible. I'm glad my grandma's handling it well, though. You know what I mean? 83 years.
Your grandma's been a widow for how many years? Over 40, right?
Like 50.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, so she's never got remarried. She stayed loyal to...
Oh, no, she did. She did.
Oh, she did.
She did. So. We're just not going to get into that. So.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.